Love-inspired suspense and Harper Audio present Scent of Truth by Valerie Hansen, performed by Terry Schnaubelt. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. 1 Corinthians, chapter 9, verse 22. To Joe, who took me to every state in North America and introduced me to the grandeur of the national parks and to the men and women who guard their beauty. 1. Shadows lengthened, shrouding the well-traveled paths through the old-growth forest and accentuating the lingering chill of a late spring. Mount Rainier National Park ranger, Brooke Stevens, took a breath of the icy air, shivered, and turned up the collar of her forest-green jacket. Portions of the branching trails she was inspecting glistened with moonlit ice. Nature hikes and interactions with park visitors kept her busy during the day, but at night, details of the recent double murder came flooding back. Truth to tell, no one was safe in spite of the recurring presence of officers from a canine unit that covered 3 Washington State national parks, hers included. Stamping snow off her boots, Brooke bent to pick up a discarded candy wrapper and an empty chip bag. The paper crinkled as she stuffed it into her plastic trash bag. A twig snapped somewhere close by. Brooke froze. The added weight of ice on fragile limbs could make them crack like that, of course, but the sun had melted most of the treetop accumulations. Tendrils of fear crept up her neck like the uncurling fiddleheads of nearby ferns. Fellow rangers who knew she was out here wouldn't be concerned unless she used her radio to call for backup. If she gave in to jumpy nerves and admitted being afraid when there was nobody actually stalking her, she'd never live it down. Listening, she held her breath. Her pulse thudded. The nearby woods were so silent it was creepy. Nothing moved. No birds called. No squirrels scampered. Not even the hoot of an owl or screechy yip of a fox broke the heavy silence. There was only her, a lone, unarmed ranger. If she turned back now, she'd be shirking her duty to keep the trails clean. Still, what might she face if she went ahead and completed her rounds? Which was better, carrying on in spite of an eerie feeling, or looking like a fool by reporting danger when she had no proof? She started to reach for the radio clipped to her belt. Something crashed into her from behind. One gloved hand held her arm while another tightened at her throat. She tried to twist away and loudly screamed, "No!" A faint reply echoed, then another. "Help!" she screamed. Brooke's dark-clad assailant shoved her aside and bolted, then slipped on the slick trail and clambered off on all fours like a clumsy bear cub. Dizzy, she braced to defend herself. Instead of the ski-masked man who had tried to grab her, however, a pair of concerned-looking hikers jogged into view, coming from the direction of Longmire Bridge. "Are you all right?" The first young man dropped his day pack and approached. "I am now," Brooke said. "It's not safe out here after dark. Come on, I'll escort you guys down."
"Did you hear a scream?" the second hiker asked.
"That was me."
Brooke paused to catch her breath a bit more.
"What happened?"
"I'll fill you in as we walk. Let's get out of here, all of us, before we freeze."
After leading her small party back to the partially open campground near the ranger station while answering their questions as best she could, Brooke saw them safely settled, then reported the incident to her superior, the head ranger Georgia Henning, via radio.
"All right," the older woman said, sounding less than pleased to be disturbed after office hours. "Go back to your cabin and warm up. I'll send someone over to take your statement while it's fresh in your mind."
"I doubt I'll forget," Brooke replied, trying to quell any hint of sarcasm.
Henning's comeback was devoid of the humor that might have made it easier to take.
"Some people adapt to the wilderness well and some don't, Stevens. You can't lead groups of hikers on effective nature walks if you're jumping at shadows."
"Yeah, well, this shadow grabbed me. I didn't imagine it."
Brooke had continued to walk swiftly as they talked and was almost home.
"If you insist."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?